Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. We got kids. They need kicks. That's right, man. School is starting. They need shoes on their feet. And Kicks for Kids gets that done.
I want to give a shout out to my boy Munson.
Oh, what's up with Munson?
Fine member of the Tacoma Donkeys. He Venmo'd me because instead of him paying Kicks for Kids, he Venmo's the money to me so I can do it for him.
Okay.
But he sent me $69 so he'd be part of the 69 Kicks crew.
All right, fair enough. I like how you're basically, you know, you're his money man.
Yeah,
you take care of it. I don't know what to do.
At first, I'm like, why is he sending me $69? And then I read the thing.
It accomplishes two things. He gets to Venmo you the 69, and he gets to help out the kids.
The 69 crew shoes.
Yeah.
Crew shoes.
Nice. Shout out to Munson.
Yeah, if you want to be part of the 69 crew, $69 is a great donation. But whatever you can do, man, because all the money goes to these kids. We got a couple hundred kids here in the Puget Sound that could use new shoes, and they're going to get to pick out their own shoes. So whether you're the 69 crew or you're just a $1.69 crew, I don't care. Share it on your social media. Help these kids get the shoes they need. I want to thank Mary's Place because they're a great partner in all this. You want all the info, go to KISW.com.
Let's play.
We'll have to retire the turn down for Thursday. We got Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just go, let's get cracking on Thursday.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I think we should just retire everything you do, but we'll start with that.
Rude.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken.
There we go.
Thank
Release
you.
The Kraken over on you over there, buddy.
Whoa, don't be that. That's a little scary.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Bob in Puyallup. Bob, are you there?
All I want for Christmas is my
team front. Good job, Bob. Yeah.
Bob's got to stick together, I guess. I
love this plan. Oh, the holidays can't come Son quick enough Bob. For me now.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Yeah, get out.
That's stuck in your head.
For those playing at home, Bob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Bob, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
At the end of Smells Like Teen Spirit, how many times does Kurt Cobain yell a denial?
6, 7, 8.
No, no, no.
Oh.
What fairy tale is the 2004 movie Ella Enchanted an update of?
Cinderella?
Yes. Deep trenches such as the Grand Canyon were formed by what process?
Erosion.
Yes. What animal found in Africa has the highest blood pressure?
Oh.
A tiger?
No.
Lion?
No.
Zebra.
No. What is the name of the virtual reality world in Ready Player One?
Pass.
What is the highest USDA grade for steaks?
Climb.
Yes. Which royal musical group claims they will rock you?
Queen.
Yes. What body part of Rihanna's was insured for $1 million?
Her butt.
No.
her vocal cords.
No.
Her throat.
No. The Cobb salad originated in what country?
Italy, France, England?
No, no, no. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
You know what? You had a good strategy, Bob, but the questions weren't good to you today.
Yeah, unfortunately not. Very close to a bunch of those, and well, I think Steve's going to squeak out a win on this one.
I mean, Rihanna, really, that should have been what was the situation.
You would think, and it may surprise you what the answer is, but then it may not.
I mean, the answer is Steve?
It is not Steve.
Oh, I really thought that.
It's always
Steve. That would surprise me.
None of these answers, I can confirm, are Steve.
Damn it!
So, Steve, are you ready?
Release the Kraken!
Nice. At the end of Smells Like Teen Spirit, how many times does Kurt Cobain yell a denial?
4?
No.
5?
No.
3?
No.
6?
No.
9?
Yep.
Damn it.
Oh, what fairy tale is the 2004 movie Ella Enchanted an update of?
Snow White.
No.
Sleeping Beauty.
No.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No.
Oh,
deep trenches such as the Grand Canyon were formed by what process?
Explosions.
No.
Disintegration.
No.
Fun.
No.
Yeah.
What animal found in Africa has the highest blood pressure?
You can do it, Steve.
Bat.
No.
A bat. Okay.
Cheetah.
No.
A leopard.
No. What is the name of the virtual reality world in Ready Player One?
Come on. No. Sims World.
No.
Leisure Suit Larry's Lilville.
No.
He should get a point for that.
Tukwila.
No. What is the highest USDA grade for steaks?
Prime.
Yes, you got one. What royal musical group claims they will rock you?
Queen.
Yes, and Steve, you managed to drop a deuce, so congratulations on your loss.
Yeah, good
Bob,
job.
Double jail with 4 correct.
All I want for Christmas is my dude.
There's your song.
Song right there. Bob, love you, man. Thank you for playing and giving me the win and giving me this.
Wow, I think you got in your head there, Steve. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough question.
Steve, I'm going to ask you this, though. You're going to hate yourself because normally how you guess. So can you think of any fairy tale with the clue Ella Enchanted?
Ella, Ella.
Any fairy tale Disney movie?
Cinderella.
There we go. See, I thought he was going to get it based on he would at least figure that out, and he didn't.
And that's funny. He's going, Ella, Ella, which is the Umbrella song from Rihanna, which is a question you didn't get to.
Oh.
What body part of hers was insured for $1 million?
Her legs.
Yes.
Oh,
you would have gotten it.
Jeez, I did. Why her legs?
Because they're hot, man.
Oh,
I am. Okay,
I'm a fan. Yeah,
me too. Why.
I'm a legs and butt kind of guy. So.
I didn't know you could insure, like, body parts like that.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey, I think, also insured her legs.
There's a bunch of people who have done that.
What would happen to your legs? Like, what, you'd lose one or something? I mean,
who knows? Awful accident. Yeah.
Burns,
I guess. I mean, the voice is what I would think is what makes them their money. But I guess I'm wrong.
Some of the, I mean, they're also making money probably doing endorsement stuff.
Okay.
That's a good call on that.
Based on maybe their legs, yeah?
Yeah. The deep trenches, such as the Grand Canyon, were formed by erosion.
Come on.
That one correct.
Erosion.
The animal found in Africa with the highest blood pressure.
I'm going to think of the fattest animal, the hippo.
No, you would have to think of the tallest animal, the giraffe.
They got a high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. You got to get all the blood up to the head there.
Oh. You know, I hadn't thought about that. That blood pressure helps get that done, but you're probably right.
Yeah, see, I'm probably right.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a scientist, and we know you're not, so.
Nope. And the virtual reality world in Ready Player One.
Vicky knows this.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
You've never seen it?
It's a good movie. Seen it.
Come on, you got to watch it.
I'm surprised you haven't seen it. It's a fun movie.
Yeah, like I want to do, just
you
haven't
still
gone
can.
Around.
There's no bans on it.
No, she can't. She's
Why?
Forbidden now.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Yeah.
She's got to pay the price for not being on time. She'll never get to see it.
Sucks for you. You missed out on a good movie.
I have to pay the troll under the bridge.
Yeah, right. Pay the troll.
I feel like it's reverse psychology. If you tell Vicky she can't do something, she might actually do it.
Well, you hope. Well,
she
won't. The VR world is called the Oasis.
Oh, that's right.
Someone just texted the Oasis. Come on, and I'm like, I don't even know what that meant. I was like, are you listening to the same station?
Yeah.
Now I get it.
Yeah, you've got to be a big fan of that. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like, I watched the movie and totally forgot it was called The Oasis.
There was another one you didn't get to that Bob didn't get correct. The Cobb salad originated in what country?
Here in America.
Yes. So you would have gotten that one. If you would have gotten to it, you would have.
It feels like
tied.
That's an American creation where we just take everything and throw it in there.
Like, here's a very unhealthy version of a salad.
Yeah.
America.
Here's a hard-boiled egg. Have fun.
So you think about it. Everything's in there, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pretty tasty. It's one of my favorite salads.
That good.
And taco salad. Because that's barely salad.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, congrats to Bob on beating Steve.
Bobber!
I like this text message we just got because, you know, we're doing cakes for kids. And we're talking about how you could, you know, get some kids new shoes, a lot of them, because, you know, you're going back to school, whatever it may be. Whatever reason, these kids are, you know, they could use some new sneakers. So someone just texted, I love doing things for kids and all, but school is virtual now. So where are these shoes going?
They're still going on their feet.
That my response was, the shoes are going on their feet.
Yeah. good response, Steve. I mean, yeah, they still need shoes as the winter gets approaching.
They're still leaving their homes and stuff. I mean, obviously, school is a reason why a lot of kids like to go into school in the new year with some fresh kicks. But if school doesn't happen, they're still going to need shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
So help out in any way that you can, people.
That's the key. Yeah. And it's a good cause. They need footwear. That's because these kids are homeless. I think maybe that's what a lot of people don't understand. Mary's Place helps out homeless families. There's a lot of homeless kids. They don't have shoes. And it is back to school time. So it's the time where you would go shopping for new sneakers and kids would get to do it in school. These kids don't get to do that. So, I mean, I think I get it. Your question is semi-fair, but understand that they need shoes because that's just, you know, they're homeless kids.
So and the shoes go. Will go on their feet.
And that's exactly where they'll go. Hey, Steve, Candlebox is back.
Nice.
I mean, I'm mad at you. You didn't tell me. Well, you probably did, but I wasn't paying attention. Yeah, but Candlebox is back. They got a brand new song and their front man. How about Kevin Martin's going to be on the show? He's going to join us and chat all about it. Do that at 9:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
BJ, it's always great getting to catch up with our next guest in Candlebox. They have a new song they just released called Let Me Down Easy. And please welcome to the show from Candlebox, it's Kevin Martin.
Kevin, welcome.
Good morning, people of Seattle, my friends at KSW. How are you?
Doing great, man. It's been too long.
Listen, I like to take 17 years between records.
Fair.
Yeah. That's the Boston approach, isn't it? You and Tom Schultz going back and forth on who's going to release an album later.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the conversation me and Tom had.
That's awesome.
How are you guys?
We're doing well, Kevin. I mean, imagine, you know, I mean, obviously it's a crazy time with this whole situation as humanity, at least in your lifetime, in my lifetime, we have not experienced something like this. And it is interesting to see how our mettle has been tested as just humans.
Yeah, it's wild, man. I don't know what has happened to humanity. I mean, the lack of empathy and patience and just, yeah, like I said, human. I mean, just wear a mask. I mean, it's not that difficult.
Dude, we've been talking about this, and I love a lot of artists and a lot of musicians, you know, obviously locked in at home, trying to figure out what to do. And thanks to technology, we can now, like, write songs and record songs, you know, in separate places. And you and the fellas all got together and did an incredible cover of Buffalo Springfield song that I forgot all about that song. And then when I'm listening to you guys doing it, and I'm watching the video, I'm just like, my gosh, man, things have not changed much from when they wrote this song.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, that was funny. I just said to the guys, I want to do a whole series of, like, protest songs and, you know, songs about life and humanity and, you know, just kind of peace and taking care of one another. And that was the first one that was thrown out. And I was like, oh, man, I love that song. So we obviously recorded it in different cities, you know, two guys here in LA, one guy in Philly, one in Boston, one in Baltimore. And then we decided we're going to do, and, you know, like 11 more. So we're going to put together this package and just kind of, I guess when we release our record next year, the hope is that we're legally allowed to include the cover versions of these songs that we're going to be doing. So I don't really know, but I mean, I love that song since I was a kid, and we really enjoyed doing it. And, I mean, it's very poignant. You know, we had a couple of people pissed off about the, you know, the post the last thing that's posted on there. I think they missed the point that, you know, in reality, there is something really going on here. And it's, that's just one of the many things that's happening in the world with the Black Lives Matter movement. But, you know, I hate when, you know, people tell art, you know, musicians and artists just to stick to their craft, because that's, music's been changing the world for a long, long time, and it's been changing opinions for a long time. And, you know, I wish people would just kind of accept that that's kind of what we do as artists, is we think a different side of the brain. And so sometimes we think outside the box.
And I always, I mean, it just brings me right to that moment where it was like someone gave Tom Morello a hard time online on social media. It's just like, hey, man, I like Rage Against the Machine, but I don't need to hear your politics. And he's just like, that's the whole point of this band. Like,
I like your music about politics, but don't tell me about politics.
I even saw that with like a Pearl Jam post on it. Like, you know, I used to be a fan of your band, but I don't like that you guys are saying. I'm like, if you are a fan of that band, like, you would know that this is like, these are things that they've been talking about since day one. Like, it always blows my mind when somebody, like, tries to pigeonhole what a band should be. And it's like, well, you really aren't a fan if you didn't realize, like, that these are things that have been important to these guys forever. And all of a sudden now it's, like, bad because it doesn't fall in line with what you think.
Yeah, no, it's odd, man. I mean, the saying is you can't fix stupid, so what are you going to do?
I would actually, Kevin, I would like to disagree with that, because I got fixed. it's a joke, but it really isn't a joke, because I was that stupid guy. And then eventually, thanks to the greatest creation of humankind, behavioral sciences, I decided maybe I should take some advice of the many people who love me in life. And I went to a therapist, and he fixed my stupid, and she fixed my stupid, and a great group of people got with me. And, you know, Kevin, I think that's what's going on, is that stupid really is a person not wanting to come to the grips that they are the villain of their own story, because that's what I had to face. I had to face that all of the misery in my life and all the hate that I was feeling and everything in my heart was me being the villain of my own story. And once I was able to fix that stupid, I was able to see so many other perspectives and get like, oh, this is how you connect with humanity. You face, you know, your own darkness, and then you can come out of that darkness and basically fix your own stupid. But it's a long path, my friend. I mean, it took me, it's been over 15 years, and I'm still not completely cured of my stupidity, but I'm a little better.
Well, listen, I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy that you can fix stupid. Perhaps if we had universal healthcare in this great country of ours, everybody could fix their stupid, but that's not the case. So congratulations on fixing stupid. I've been fixing mine for going on 51 years now.
Well, yeah, that's why, Kevin, you know, guys like you said, via your art, sending a message, that's how we get it done to someday where we can have that utopian situation, which seems crazy that we don't have it now.
And, Kevin, I know you joked about it's been 17 years since putting out stuff, man, but I've been like, the love stories and other musings, and also Disappearing in Airports were more of some of your more recent records that have come out over the last several years and are just so damn good. I'm beyond pumped with what this next record's going to sound like, because just from the song that we've heard, and I know there's an incredible backstory to it, that you collaborated with Peter Cornell, Chris's brother, who's been a part of the Seattle music scene for quite some time with Inflatable Souls and a bunch of other bands as well. I'd love to just hear how that all came together, and I'm just excited to hear what this next record's going to be like.
Oh, thanks, Ben. Yeah, you know, Pete and I knew one another, obviously, back in the 80s and early 90s, playing shows together and stuff, but we never really you know, sat down and kind of chatted about everything. You know, I think with his career and being a little bit older than Chris, you know, I think he's almost I think Pete's 7-8 years older than me, or 7 years older than me. You know, it wasn't really, we didn't have a chance to really kind of hang out, because I was, you know, I was 16 years old when all those bands were kind of hitting back then. So we reconnected, 2018, when we did those two shows at the Paramount. He's married to my manager, Amy, who used to manage Chris and was managing Chris when he passed away. And he and I just kind of started talking about everything and kind of reliving, you know, obviously the glory days of Seattle and what we've been up to and what he'd been up to. And I said, listen, you know, I'm about to make a record in this 17 years from now. And I would really like you to, you know, maybe do something with me. Let's write a song together. And I want something that's kind of Neil Young, Crazy Horse, Rust Never Sleeps, that kind of a vibe. I want a really loose track, and I want to make a record like that that's really no holds barred kind of rock and roll. And he's like, let me see what I got. A couple days later, he sent me this track on acoustic, and it sounded exactly how it sounds right now. It had the same energy, and he had this kind of melody that he was humming through it, and it struck the perfect chord with me. And I was like, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And we got into pre-production, getting ready to make the record. The guys and I knocked this song out. I sent it to him. He's like, that's exactly what it needs to sound like. And we were lucky that we were able to capture that energy. I mean, I the influence behind the song is Robert Johnson. I'm a huge Robert Johnson fan, and I wanted to kind of tell the story, my idea of what the crossroads really is right now for a lot of people. And so I use that influence of the things that I really love about great blues, swampy, classic, old, Southern blues. We came out with the song, and I'm really pleased with that. I'm amazed at how many people are loving this track. I really, you know, sometimes when you like a song, it means it's not any good when you're the artist. And, you know, for some reason, it's really, people are loving it. I'm so happy about that. And it was so great to work with Pete on this. And we've got actually two or three other songs we're talking about finishing up. So, you know, he's a very talented human being, a great musician and a lovely person.
So, Kevin, and I'm a lyrics guy. You know, I've always been a lyrics guy when it comes to loving my music. And, you know, and the artist always, you know, I've always had two camps whenever the artist has answered a question. Sometimes they go, hey, I don't want to tell you really what this means to me because I want you to have your own interaction, what a lot of artists like to do. And others go, no, I really want you to know what it means to me. Where are you with Let Me Down Easy as far as telling people what lyrically what it means?
Oh, I'm open to that now. You know, there's certain songs that I will, you know, like you mentioned, I won't give anybody an idea about it because, you know, I really do want them to connect to it on their own. But this song, I really wanted people to, you know, to hear the story and, you know, the concept, like I said, is the crossroads. And, you know, I was raised Roman Catholic. I don't practice religion anymore. I think religion is, in my opinion, is far beyond what it was initially designed to do, which was to bring people together, not raise billions and billions of dollars and you know, become a Jerry Falwell Jr. or you know, Tammy Faye and that sort of thing, the Baker family. I mean, it's just...
So you know what? Forgot about Tammy Faye.
Joel Osteen. Yeah. You know, I mean, these people that have these mega churches, you know, that they've got so much money and then their flock is, you know, living in trailers and stuff. I think that's just obscene.
Yeah.
But back to the story is I wanted it to, you know, my concept of when I know my time is going to come. And because I'm not a practicing Catholic anymore, if there is a God and if I get to those pearly gates, if I'm not allowed in because of the sins that I've committed and I have not asked for redemption or I have not asked to be forgiven, let me down easy. You know, just let me go down there easy. I don't want to go down a hard way and I don't want to go down, you know, painfully. I'd like to just kind of maybe fall asleep and then not wake up sort of thing. So that's kind of the concept. But then there's that bridge section, which is, you know, I want to make it, you know, don't let me down. I want to get through this. So there's a light at the tunnel if you feel that you can ask for forgiveness. But, you know, that's, and again, the lyric video kind of represents that dark side, the snake charmers and, you know, the flames and the churches and that sort of thing. You know, we're all sinners. There's not a saint among us, you know.
You know, Kevin, and this is why I just love highlighting people like you, because the lyrics of that song and what you just even explained deeper about it, to me, that is a core thing to why we all are just ragey and upset and are bought into division. It is because of this original sin concept where here you are, you've done so much great work and brought so much joy to somebody's life, and you still are like, well, maybe there's a possibility I'm going to be punished for this, and you're just asking for mercy and the punishment, which to me is insane to think a good, wonderful human being would even contemplate the fact that somebody would want to punish you, and then you put it to words. Man, that is, I can't even tell you how much that touches me. Like, I am, like, my skin is just, like, my hair is on ends because, God, is that an original core issue that I have in my life? Like, man, I think I'm a good human being. I try my best, and I'm still going to be punished severely because of what this dogma says, and you write a song like that, man, I feel like super healing, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure. I mean, you know, that's really what it is. It's like, if you own it, you know, you can move through life. If you own these mistakes, if you own these things that you've done and say, I understand that, I'm going to be punished for it. I mean, it's what we've been trying to teach our children, obviously, and our parents tried to teach us for our entire lives. Just accept it and you'll be better off. But, you know, it's hard for people. That's really hard for a lot of people to do that. And, you know, I've had that come, you know, shine its bright light in my face several times throughout these 51 years that I've been on this planet. And I'm still trying to fix things that I've done. And you know, it's just life. That's what we are. And it's, you know, we were given free will and we are sinners, and that's what we're going to do. If we own it and we ask for forgiveness, you know, just let me down easy, baby. Just, you know, whatever it's going to be, I accept it. It's my responsibility. Let me out of this as softly as possible.
And we're talking with Kevin Martin from Can the Box, and Let Me Down Easy. We're going to play that in just a minute too. So that way if people have been texting wanting to hear him, we're going to play it in a second. And I just, a nerdy drummer question. I know you guys have been blessed with some great drummers. On the last record, you had Dave Cruzan, formerly of Pearl Jam, the original Pearl Jam drummer, and you had him on. And I thought he put on just a clinic of incredible drumming on that record. Is he still with the band, and is he playing on this record?
He's on this record. He's not playing at the moment, obviously, because we're not doing anything. But he's got, you know, Dave's got several projects. He's always working on stuff. He's doing some stuff with some friends of ours in a band called Sons of Silver.
Yep.
You know, if we ever are allowed to tour again, you know, I'm assuming that he'll be out with us. But you know, you never know. I mean, Dave is one of those drummers that can really go wherever he wants to go. I'm fortunate enough to have had him play on my last five records, and I'm so thankful that he does, because he brings so much to our sound and to our style of playing. And he's the closest thing to John Bonham that I'll ever have. And I love that about him. You know, he's that drummer that nobody can, you know, often replicated, never duplicated. And you know, I think that's the special thing about what he brings to what Candlebox does.
I'm glad you said that. I mean, I feel like he doesn't get obviously I think people respect him, but I don't think he gets the respect he truly deserves, because he's such an incredible drummer. And in my opinion, in the world of Pearl Jam, he was my favorite of all the guys that were behind the kit. And what he did musically for the band, I thought was just incredible.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Kevin Martin, Candlebox, and of course, we're about to play the new song, which is available for streaming and download on all digital outlets, and of course, it's going to be on the recently completed new album. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us and for contributing what you contribute in the world, because art is what heals. So I'm glad that you're just like, no matter what people say, you're going to, you know what, I'm going to continue healing. That's all I know how to do, and that's what I'm going to do, and I appreciate that.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks so much for having us and your chat with me. Like I said, I didn't expect this song to do what it's doing. I'm just happy people are appreciating it. So, you know, give it hell, fellas. I appreciate you.
Take care, Kevin. And Steve, here it is. It's the new song, Let Me Down Easy, Candlebox on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Listeners on the Loose, sponsored by T-Mobile. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Make sure you're following Steve's rules.
Let's just show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, and we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in saying you have 10 minutes to spend $10,000 in one store. And you have to buy at least three things. Where are you going?
Oh, whoa. 10 minutes to spend $10,000 in one store.
Right. Well, yeah, Fox's, of course.
And, is that a store?
Yeah, I don't think it's a store.
It's an entertainment store.
Yeah.
Well, it was very entertaining.
It's got to be a store, because if you took me to a convention,
right.
I could easily spend $10,000 at a convention.
Oh, man, you could go to a Kraken store. That'd be a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
Everybody.
One of everything, please.
I feel like I'm going to be going to the exact same store as Danny V.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, let me guess.
Yankee Candle.
Yankee Candle.
Hot Topic, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, you got to go to Yankee Candle.
I was
going to
say the Kraken store. Just
no.
To go back to it.
I don't think, I mean, I could spend $10,000 there, but I mean, I don't need every single thing that they have.
Right.
I feel like Guitar Center is the place to go, right?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking $10,000, buying at least three things. I could probably buy just three things and spend $10,000 there with drums.
Yeah, yeah. I think you'll be surprised where I'll go. Because, again, it's $10,000. So I don't...
The Viagra shop hasn't opened to Bellevue yet.
Yeah, you're right. Once they open the Viagra shop, then, of course, that would be where I go. Yeah, but you can't go there.
M&M store.
M&M store. I see $10,000 at the M&M store. That's a lot of money.
Imagine going in there.
You only buy three things, though. What the hell is going to cost $10,000 for just three different things?
The peanut M&M's is one.
Oh, yeah.
The regular M&M's is two. And then the peanut butter M&M's for your friend Steve.
That's a lot of wasted money right there.
Could you imagine walking in there and saying, here's $10,000. I would like $10,000 worth of M&M's.
But you can only buy three items. See, that's the thing. I thought that was the trick of this.
Buy at least three things.
Oh, that changes everything.
Those are three things.
Oh, because I was thinking I have to get some big ticket items. Okay.
Man, I would hate sitting next to you, though, on the plane, because here you are coming with your giant bags of M&M's.
Yeah, by the way, wouldn't be the M&M store. Wouldn't do it.
It would be Zulu's.
Again, that's a lot of money, though.
You see, board games?
Zulu's, I mean, look, board games could go between $50 and $100 on average.
Yeah.
And so think about how much that would have to, that would be like, what, 1,000? My math is bad on this. 1,000 games I'd have to buy, right?
It's only a few more than you already have.
That's it.
I like this texture says the jewelry store. Ooh. I could do that and basically take care of like Christmas gifts for like forever.
No. Yeah, you're right. Well, I mean, it depends, though. You also can get a sweet something gift and save it for a particular anniversary. Like, you could buy three different things for your 25th, your 50th, and if you're lucky, your 75th anniversary, and I'd be all set.
That's true.
Yeah. Of course, I don't know if you lived at the 75th anniversary, but you can give it a shot. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
BJ's would be probably Best Buy.
Ooh, I like that.
I was actually thinking that.
Yeah, that's a good call, Danny. Ooh. Yeah,
like Adam never said Homes. Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yeah.
Because you could get electronic stuff. Like, I need a fridge. I could get it there.
Yeah.
I could get a fridge over at Best Buy. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Costco?
Yeah, forget about it. Costco is the place because there's so many different things you can get there. You're absolutely right.
And a bucket of pecans.
Tires and a bucket of pecans. See, that is the place to go.
Yeah.
I would probably go to a furniture store because I'm kind of wanting to upgrade my chairs around my board game table.
Ooh. Yeah.
So that I could, you know,
chairs.
So I can buy, wherever, as long as they're nice, comfy chairs.
You need those awesome gamer chairs that they have. Those things are so cool.
$10,000 might cover that.
Probably
get those sweet ones because I'm going to probably get at least six.
So it's amazing with your new house. You probably could spend $10,000 in one store in 15 minutes on new appliance. Dude, don't even get me started. Yeah. We have a new washer, new dryer, new refrigerator. We have to get a bigger TV. It's just, you know,
well, of course.
That's like number one necessity on our list.
Yeah.
At least on my list.
Yeah, I know. Listen, man, I'm not going to throw stones. I had to get two bigger TVs. For basically, they both can be seen, but I'm like,
what are you going to do?
I want to turn my head this way and that way and watch two games.
I don't think you guys are going to guess mine.
I see. I'm trying to think of where. Rev could almost be a Home Depot kind of guy as well, I feel.
He's going to go to the crystal store because his wife is going to buy all the new age stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I hope not. I mean, I love you.
Victoria's Secret.
Yes, absolutely.
That's it.
You were kind of close with the Home Depot thing, but more along the lines of the Cabela's or the Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, yeah. Why
because,
is that?
All the camping gear. I realized that we have fine camping gear right now, but it's not fantastic. So I would love to get all the awesome upgrades with that. Plus, you can get a whole bunch of like Traeger accessories there and get all the wood pellets and stuff.
Get all
like
the
that.
Pellets.
See, yeah. I forget
can
that.
You pick me up some. I'm low on pellets today.
Yeah, I can get you. I got you, boo.
Yeah, it's funny because I think I just keep thinking. Of REI as the outdoor store, but Cabela's really is the outdoor store too.
Yeah. There's a Bass Pro Shops right by me. So
Bass Pro Shops is pretty awesome too.
Both Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops are like a Hunter's Disney World.
Yeah. Oh, straight up, yeah.
And even an Outdoorsman's Disney World, like
plus, of course.
I forget that. Like you could go, like Rev said, if you're just a camper, you could still have a blast in
plus
there.
The one in Tacoma's has a wall of Crocs. I can choose which ones. Yeah, they have a whole wall of Crocs. You can get camo Crocs.
Is there a reason why they do? I mean,
because they know an idiot named the Rev's going to come and buy them.
That's
all.
What it is.
Yeah. It's $10,000.
I mean, I think of outdoorsmen people. Are Crocs really outdoors? Are they?
They're super comfortable, usable.
A lot of people use them for gardening.
Yeah,
and they're also they're known for being more quiet when you're out hunting, so that way the animals won't hear.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Plus, they're easy to wash off too. Like, they get dirty, and you just spray it with a hose.
I guess you have a good point. I remember this dude way back in the day, over 15 years ago, the first time I ever saw Crocs. I didn't know what the hell they were. And he said they're super comfortable, and he said it was great to sort of walk around, you know, mm-hmm. and do what you got to do.
I love it. Ooh, someone says I could get an 82-inch TV at Costco for $1,300.
Oh, you can get a bunch of
82-inch might be too big.
Oh, no. Are you insane? Have you been to a movie theater?
Well, I'm not saying it would be. I'm not going to say no to it, but for where we're going to put it, it would just be
too big.
You're
going to put it on the fridge, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, and make sure it's magnetic. Wouldn't that be great if you just had a big TV on your fridge?
They do those now, like where some of the fridges have like a big iPad on it, and you could like stream TV to it.
Oh, yeah. It's smart TV. Smart fridges.
Yeah.
Fridges.
Well, I want one with
a smart TV fridge with a 10 grand.
Just a giant. Oh, yeah. Of course you are.
So it says that you're forgetting you only have 10 minutes. You don't have time to pick out a lot of smart items. Pick an item that you could just basically sweep right into your cart.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? These rules are just like, so what am I going to run in and just throw crap I don't care about then? That's what a waste of my $10,000. I quit this game.
Okay, fine.
It's kind of like a supermarket sweep.
Yeah. I'll take your $10,000 then.
Yeah, go ahead. Go in and you know what? You do whatever you want to do with it. You know, it's whatever. What? I'd walk in and what? I go get chairs, I guess. I would just get chairs and throw them in my car. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Get your chairs, BJ.
I you know what? I'm tired of this Texas game.
Well, I'd first swing by the U-Haul shop and I'd get myself a U-Haul. I'd pay out of pocket.
Shop. Yeah. I'd go to the bank and deposit it. How's that? That's a store.
No, it's not.
Yes, I would.
No, it's just
I would like to buy us a certificate of deposit, please. I'll buy a CD. Thank you. At the bank store.
At the bank store.
Okay.
I think you're being silly.
I am very silly at this point. We got to tell you about this guy that got, he got busted for cheating in the most ridiculous way by his neighbor. How did he get caught? I'm going to tell you. At 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman recently found a note on her car at her apartment complex, and here's what the note said. It said, quote, FYI, I effed your boyfriend. He said you were broken up. I live in 5D. 1, wash your car. 2, dump him. Not in that order. And this note was posted on an Instagram account called Neighbors from Hell.
Oh,
but I mean,
5D, not just 1D.
Yeah, 5D. She's 5D. Yeah. I mean, what do you think? Is she the bad guy here, or actually is she doing a solid to that woman whose boyfriend's cheating on her?
I mean, it can be looked at both ways, I guess. Depends on who you ask.
Look, if you don't know somebody and they go, hey, I've broken up with somebody and you have sex with them, you can't. I mean, how do you know if they really are lying or not in general?
I do love that on the note. It's like it's already got like a pre-written thing on the top of the note and it says stuff to do of all the notepads you used.
Stuff to do, your boyfriend.
Yep.
That's nice. Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's got your morning 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
All right, so who's going to pet my nose so I can make that sound?
I think BJ has to. He's right there.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, but I'm. Yeah.
All right, Vicky.
We started like.
Can I pet you with pen?
Vicky wants a 10-foot pole.
You really don't have to touch
me. Okay, thank you.
Well, there's a. By the way, there's a line that's probably been uttered a few times in his life.
That sums up college right there.
That's what it is.
You really don't have to touch me.
You don't have to touch me.
Five.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.